Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story. On the Love Story Podcast today, we have Jordan and Alexis. So you two don't have a love story with each other romantically. This is a professional love story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So this is going to be a little bit of a different format because usually we could start at the beginning of your relationship, but, you know, to be talking about a traditional love story. But you each are both separately married?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Which we'll have to bring you guys both on with your husbands.
That
to talk
would
about
be
it.
Interesting.
So you have a love of your business. And I know that this has kind of been a little bit of a journey to get to the nurture to play portion. So Where do we start in this story?
Probably at Midtown Square.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I was running Mother Nurture, a postpartum support group, actually through the Beautiful Mind Project.
Yes. I was going to say Mark Van Her.
Yes. So years ago when her daughter was a bitty baby.
Yeah. I mean, like, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks old.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was running this postpartum support group and she was coming. And yeah, she was part of that kind of original group of moms that we had. And that is where we met, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. And then I think I was going there for a while.
A long time, yeah.
Because then I was traveling with my husband and that's where we kind of came into play cafes. Because I had by the time we were traveling, like a almost 1 year old and then a 2 year old.
Okay.
And so like hanging out in a hotel while he's working all day was just not good for me.
Not.
And then I was like, I can't take them to the pool by myself.
Exactly.
Yes. I was like, what do I do? And then that's how I found play cafes and they were just like a lifesaver.
Yeah.
We were up in Duluth and all these places. And then we came back from Montana in February last year and I decided to start going to her mom group again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, how was Montana? And I was like, okay, it was good. I think I'm going to start a play cafe. And she was like, well, we should get coffee.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
So while she was gone, and it was more than just Montana, right? Because you guys were in Montana for like 2 weeks,
right?
We were
in Montana for 2 weeks. And then, so it started out, we went up to Duluth a lot.
Yeah.
And there's one in Superior. And then we also like went to like the Children's Museum there. And then in Fargo, there are quite a few play cafes type things that you can go to. And where else did we go? I mean, we kind of went everywhere.
Well, there was a long break, too, between us being at Midtown Square with Mother Nurture and then moving over across the street. And there was a long pause more than
where I wasn't
where you weren't
the
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so during that time, because I feel like it was like four months.
Yeah, it was a long time.
That you stopped coming. And we were not talking. Like, we were, I mean, friendly, but we weren't.
Yeah.
Friends.
Sure.
Like, I mean,
which I think that helped. I mean, I think that really did help us in becoming business partners.
Yeah.
We've talked about that, that there's just not that like barrier of friendship at the beginning.
Right.
We grew into a friendship, but like, there's not that barrier that kind of stops you from kind of saying what you want to say.
Right.
It was just like, okay, this is what I want. This is what she wants.
Yeah.
How do we figure that out as business partners? And there weren't really like,
we didn't know each other
when feelings.
We were young. We don't have a relationship with other people in each other's lives.
Yeah.
Like we were, So I do think that helped. But while she was gone, I was trying to figure out how to turn Mother Nurture into a bigger business and a brick and mortar business. And I was just trying to like rebrand and figure out kind of what my next steps were. And I wanted to do something with like kind of what the goal was at Midtown Square of having these multidisciplinary approaches for moms, but in a child safe environment. So when she came back to Mother Nurture and was like, I think I want to do this. I was like, hold on. Like, let's go get coffee. Cause that sounds like it could be something.
Yeah. And then we bought our LLC a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally got coffee and we're like,
okay, this is it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It was quick. And then we like have not stopped since. And I don't think our like text thread ever stopped. Someone was like, asked me yesterday. Lots of voice memos. Yeah. Someone asked me yesterday, like, oh, so do you guys just like check in once a week or something? And I was like,
once a week?
Once every hour? Literally constant.
Like, I don't think we stopped talking.
No, we get like 4 minutes into a voice memo. We're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
So then, Alexis, when you were doing the support group, did you have any kids yet? Okay.
Yeah. I had Owen.
Okay. So how did you get into like what you were doing on your side of things?
Yeah. So I was doing, like, as a registered dietitian and yoga instructor, okay. and I was doing both kind of in eating disorders and mental health, which I was enjoying, but I think I was doing a lot more yoga than nutrition, mm-hmm. which I want to keep teaching yoga, but I kind of wanted it, like, nutrition to be what I was doing and then yoga to be the addition. Mm-hmm. And that's just not how it was working out. So that's where I led to the rebrand. And at that point, I was freshly postpartum. And my whole pregnancy experience was kind of like, I realized that from a nutrition standpoint, like, the only conversations about nutrition, I felt like, are you taking a prenatal?
Right.
Doesn't matter which one. Doesn't yeah. matter if you remember. Just, are you taking one? Do you have one yeah. in your kitchen? And there was no other conversation.
And you can't eat salami.
Which is like
unpastured.
Yeah.
Unpastured juice. Even like,
I don't know. And so, and I have this
microwaved meat yeah. that it was involved in my second pregnancy was such a bummer. As a person who loves a cold cut, I
yeah.
was just like,
and there's just a lot of misinformation yes. about like what you actually can and can't eat during pregnancy.
Yeah.
And so I just started really diving into that and feeling like, I know this stuff, but like, what about all the people who don't?
Right.
Which is a lot of most people. And why would you if you didn't right. stake a career on
it? And
it
feels like it's always changing too, where they're telling yes. you like, this is a big deal. No, never mind.
And yes. And it is always changing. And that's where my background with eating disorders and mental health, I felt like paired actually really well with pregnancy and postpartum and motherhood, because I think your feelings about body image during that time yeah. are complicated. Mm-hmm. So being able to kind of come at it from this more gentle nutrition approach, like, hey, maybe we don't need to lose weight 5 weeks after we gave birth.
Right.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
And kind of this just like different approach was what I wanted to do after I had Owen. And then I got this opportunity through Mindology. Thank you. Mindology.
Yes.
To get this group up and going. And that was kind of my, and I had not even rebranded at that time, but that was kind of the first step at entering into this space. And I also work for WIC. So sure. the knowledge base about maternal and pediatric nutrition was there from mm-hmm. my work with WIC.
Sure. Yeah. So then Jordan went away. You went to all these play cafes, mm-hmm. which I think when we were out, when Chamber was hosted, when you guys hosted at Nurture to Play, mm-hmm. it was so like truly transformative to be mm-hmm. a mom of like a 19-year-old gross old man now and like a 16-year-old teenage woman. For that to exist in a way that's like, I don't necessarily want to be outside all the time or like, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And it's like to be able to go into a play cafe. I'm so happy that you guys brought something like that mm-hmm. to this area that it doesn't exist around here. And right. it's like just a nice, safe, soft, cushy place to just, yeah, go be a baby, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
And you don't have to be a baby in the same living room over and over again, you know?
Yeah.
And like we have talked about, like, I'm not from here, and I am not an extrovert. And so, like, really, it can be, like, even when I was in Montana, like, there was another mom there, and we just, like, sat there and talked. And I'm like, well, yeah. I can't be your friend because I'm not from here. But
it yeah. was, like, only you would be able to come up with a reason why. I can't be your friend.
You were really nice, but, like, bye. Well, I see you again, never.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But, like, the play cafe, it can be that like first step to meeting other moms. And yes. like you don't, especially when you have like your first child or whatever, like you don't know where can I go, yeah. who's going to understand the things that I'm going through, yeah. or, you know, for any parents or any caregivers, it's just like, it's kind of that first step to be like, oh, how old? And then yes. you just start
yes.
talking.
And now it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Especially when like it is truly to go from 0 to 1 is like, wow. To go from 1 to 2 is like, okay, whatever. I've done this before. Yeah. But I, like, for me, when I was 17, when my son was born, and it was, yeah. it's so isolating anyway, especially if you're one of the first in your, like, core group of people or yeah. in your mm-hmm. family to have kids, nobody really understands what you're going through, or it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Now everyone else is going to the bar and you're like, okay, I'm, you yeah. know, I'm home yeah. or I'm lactating, which is yeah. like not yeah. a sexy thing to say to people.
yeah.
So,
no.
like, to be able to have a place where truly, where it's like you're surrounded by people that are also like, you know, there's not like a weird dude sitting yeah. at the play cafe.
And they're actually yes. like campy. Like,
exactly.
Someone asked us exactly. that the other day, like, if people from like the public can come get coffee.
No.
And, yeah, no.
No.
No. Only the people.
But playing. People yeah. can go to a park if they want to where your kids yes. are playing, which yes. is like, you know, so it's like, yeah. no, I want to go to a safe place where I know that like,
yeah.
I don't have to be constantly like looking for my kids, you know, yeah. making sure that they're not being scoped out by a predator. That's right. Like, no.
That's my mind.
Yeah. yeah.
yes. Yes.
But yeah, yes. and then like, you know, and they're like, they're locked in. They're
yes
gated in,
yeah
you know gated. And so like they can't yeah. you know they can't run out into the street and yes. there's like there's just a lot of safeguards there that mm-hmm. just kind of do allow you to go get a coffee and enjoy your coffee
mm-hmm. yeah
and just sit and watch your kids play
yes.
and you don't have to clean up the mess
yeah
and like
yeah
you just leave it
and yeah. talk with like
yeah
like
sometimes parents have a hard time with that
with leaving, yes. the,
with
mess.
Leaving yes. the mess yes. I was like that's not an expectation they're like well I'll just get yeah, a few
I'll
things
just sit there and yeah. whole face.
That is quite a, because I just remember being so bored when my kids were little, where mm-hmm. it was just like, I'm bored. I can, you watch, you've got daytime television yeah. on, and it's just like, you're just sitting
well,
here with like.
They get bored.
Exactly.
Like, kids get bored. That's the one thing is like, it's not like we have these like state of the art.
Right.
I mean, like, we put a lot of thought into the toys we get, but. You know, like tools, like pretend tools. I'm yeah. sure 9 out of 10 kids have pretend tools at home. Do they play with them at
right.
home? Probably not. Like,
right.
we have tools at home that my son has never touched, but he will nurture to play because it's yeah. not his. Like, it makes it somewhat cooler.
Yes.
It's not. Yeah, yeah. Like, even if it's the same toy, the likelihood that they're going to play with it in our space versus yes. in your living room is actually probably higher.
Yes.
Well, because even when we were just doing the soft play.
Yeah.
And we were doing the pop-ups at, like, the farmer's market. And we did, like, a few other pop-ups. And mm-hmm. there was a mom who was like, we have a ball pit at home. They never yeah. touched the ball pit. And they no. just, like, did not want to leave.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
This is the best thing we've ever seen. Yes. And she's like, okay.
We have a ball pit.
Yeah.
We'll go home and put you in the ball pit. And I'm like, gross.
No.
I don't want to.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Like, even to, like, I had a trampoline when I was little. And it was, like, the trampoline sits and sits and sits. Mm-hmm. And then a friend come over and it's like, yeah, let's jump on the trampoline.
Let's go.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad we spent all that money on a stupid trampoline. So you've got your personal journey with the diet and nutrition and all mm-hmm. of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, so Jordan, you, like, your experience was pretty much just like you've gone to play cafes and you're like, this is awesome. Like, what was your kind of career path before that?
I did a lot of things. I mm-hmm. worked at the hospital. I was in the legal world. And then that's where I was before I became a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy being a stay-at-home mom, but I was kind of losing my identity.
Yep.
And I've been working since I was young. Mm-hmm. I nannied, and then I just started making money. And so it was a really hard transition to mm-hmm. not have my own money. And then just kind of the monotony of mm-hmm. being at home mm-hmm. daily. And I love it, but I just wanted to do something that was mine.
Yeah.
Again, but I wanted to still be able to be with my kids
yeah.
and not give mm-hmm. up that as well. Once we started going to the play cafes, I was like, oh, I think this is what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids can come with me and like be involved. And it's still something that's mine that I get to have an identity outside of motherhood.
Yeah. yeah.
And yes. then also be something for people that I didn't have, like with mm-hmm. my first. It was very isolating. And like, I'm not from here. So my family's all in Iowa or Ohio. And so I didn't have, like, a place to go. And so it was just, I wanted to have that for people as well.
Yeah, creating a community.
Yeah.
And it can be, especially with anything that you get in. I mean, you go on a Facebook group because you got a, you know, a dog or whatever. And, like, people yes. are weird in, like, yeah. dog Facebook groups. To then come in to be a mom, it's like, and to have to be a parent, everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it can be a very toxic environment. And if you fall into, like, certain people, what do, you know?
Yeah. yeah. I feel like we've made a conscious effort and even had many conversations about like not really wanting to take any sort of stand. Like we're very different mm-hmm. in like certain aspects, which we actually like capitalize on. Like even at the first introductory post we did where it's like she has little hearts over the kids' eyes. And I'm just like, sure, put Owen's face on the dude. I don't care.
Yeah.
But like, so it's like we made different choices with that. And yeah. it's like, or like co-sleeping where Owen is in his own bed. And yeah. like mm-hmm. where's like formula feeding, breastfeeding. Like, I mean, not every kid needs the same decision. Not every right. family works for the same decisions with parenting. And I think there's a lot in motherhood that's very all or nothing.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's just not the reality.
Right.
And I think our space being like, yeah, whatever goes. Yeah. Like, you want to nurse on the couch? Do you want to sit in our office? Mm-hmm. Do you want a bottle feed? Don't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a seat.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, be comfortable.
Like, that's not our goal, is we're not here to lead you or coerce you in any sort of parenting style or decision. We just want to be a space.
That it's safe to just be whatever you feel like is best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then find your people.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere thought I was a star, and somebody somewhere knew that I took 6 weeks of dance class in kindergarten, so they figured that I could handle a little shuffle ball change and a little dazzling dance action. So, because of that, I am dancing for Dancing with Our Stars on June 9th at the Garecki Center, and my charity of choice is the Open Heart Home, and that is a charity that supports teen moms, educating, supporting, housing, helping take care of everybody, and making sure that they are safe and secure and educated on how to now go out into the world and raise a little. So, as a former teen mom, that speaks near and dear to my heart, and that is why I do what I do. So, if I dance and make a fool of myself, it's all in the name of teenage moms and supporting some of our most vulnerable in society. So, if you are compelled to donate, you can click the link in the comments, and we'll see you there.
At this point, you're already familiar with the way the Love Story podcast operates. However, there are some stories that can't be told on the Love Story that need to be told after dark. So we started Love Story After Dark, a podcast on Patreon. There's all sorts of bonus content that you can find on Patreon, audio, video, special swag, all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking at just wanting to get the audio of the Love Story After Dark, that's $5 a month. If you want to get audio and video, $10 a month. If you want to be a part of the Sticker Club and get exclusive sticker swag, that's $25 a month. And for $50 a month, you can get the elite bonus merch. However, you don't have to pay any money to just get exclusive clips from any of our After Dark episodes. Get yourself added to the email list so you can get notifications for when new content drops for the Love Story podcast After Dark. You came back with Play Cafe. You're talking mother nurture stuff. As you're kind of fleshing this out, what was the time frame like?
It's a time frame from like the decision to do this.
Like
to,
you bought the LLC like a week later, and then how long did it take to now actually be locked in?
Well, so that was March.
Yeah, so we bought the LLC, in March. So yeah,
it has been almost
It's almost been a year. And then we started talking to the SBDC.
Yeah.
And they were like, and he was like, do you have a space? No.
No, we're going to open in June.
Yeah. 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 We're like, but like, it's not going to take long.
Yeah.
It's
what are you like, talking about?
We were.
Like, it's hard. We worked really hard on like our business plan and talking about funding and all of those things and realizing that things like cost money. Yeah. And we found a space thinking it was gonna work. Yeah. We had high hopes and maybe a little bit of delusion. And there were just some things that just didn't sit right with us. We ended up walking away from that space and found the pantry location in
Got in October.
Yeah. I think it was like a month.
Yeah.
Before we got into. So we signed the lease and we were able to move in October 15th, and then we had our grand opening February 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it actually moved fairly fast.
Once we had the space, but, I feel like it was just full steam ahead.
But there were a lot of, this is great.
Yes.
Kidding.
Which, like, from the perspective of being two business owners that are going through that together, like, it's like, okay, so you made a legally binding commitment to your husbands, right? Like, this is different.
And to each other. Yeah. Well, yes, exactly.
And, well, I mean, we have an agreement. We signed. Yes. Yeah, like, we are married.
I'd argue that I talk to Jordan more than I talk to my husband.
Yeah, yes. And that's, like, it's, like, that's a big commitment. So you have, like, the courtship of, like, you have to date your husband and, like, all of these things. And, like, you have to choose, is this the right person? What is it about the two of you that made you feel comfortable signing a legally binding contract with each other and going into business together? And I say this as a person who, I don't want to be one of the two of you.
You like the solopreneur life.
I do. Yeah. Because I'm not great at the conflict conversations. So for me, if anyone else was to come in and give me an opinion on something, I would be the person who's like, well, I'm a people pleaser, so I don't want to hurt your feelings. And like, you know, that's whatever. Where, like, I have to do it on my own.
I will say, right off the bat, I think we got very lucky.
Yes.
I just think it was kismet timing and personalities, like, just different enough and just similar enough
to
work. But, I mean, we did have the benefit, like there was a base relationship from that postpartum support group, like from that, because it started with me kind of like leading topics and thing. But then once you had a regular group, it just kind of turned into a group of mom friends hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's what it turned into. And so I think that helped. We kind of had a base, and then we had that first coffee where we were just like laid things out on the table. Like these are things that you need to know before we do anything. Mm-hmm. These are things I need to know. Like, and
then I think we both just really wanted this.
Yeah.
And there was just that feeling of like the same end goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just felt right.
Yeah.
And like, she was also just so confident in everything, and she was already a business owner. So I was just like, you know what? Yeah. This is great.
Which one is the big picture and which one is the detail oriented?
I probably think a little bit more into
details.
Why the things won't work.
Yeah. I was leaning towards that too, that I'm more big picture. But I don't know.
Like, but I think we both have just like
aspects.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because like even my initial thought was you're more detailed, and I know I was like picturing the cake on the floor of the wood toys. This is like the detail.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I was like, but there's certain aspects of both, because I was like, well, I don't think you're not big picture. I think that's part of like what made this work is like the big picture for both of us was there from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And the energy matched. And then as time has gone on and we've gotten to know each other better, I think there's just certain things that like personality traits that just work. I am a little bit more type B, I'd say. Like, I'll just kind of, like, roll with it with certain things. And, again, it kind of depends on the topic. But then...
Whereas I'm just, like, a doomsdayer.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, like, sure, we could get a rectangle coffee table, but...
Everyone will
They're going to gouge their eyes out.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
we need rounded.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
and like, then we did post it. And someone's like, well, someone's I would recommend rounded tables.
Circles so people don't mark their heads. And I was like, I didn't want a circle. I like the look of a rectangle better. And so there's like things like that. That
even
I'm...
when we were like still talking about what Nurture to Play was going to be, it was like, we're going to have 6 offices. There's going to be a therapist. There's going to be a hairdresser. There's going to be a massage therapist.
Yeah.
We're going to have a kitchen, and we're going to do like all of these things. And then we were like, maybe we should just like
Which start. That worked out really too. That worked out really well too, though, because we both went into it guns blazing, and then as things started to become more realistic, like, oh, you need a license for each one of those things, or you need plumbing for each one of those things. Like, there's just things that were like, oh, like, everything just costs so much money, and that we just realized really quickly. And even that, we were on the same page as far as, like, pulling back on.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I say I think we've just gotten lucky that we are just on the same page. And that
Not
always
a lot of resistance.
No. No, and I don't think there's ever been resistance. There's we have conversations, and we, like, bounce things off of each other. It's not like there's just this, I don't know, I was going to say it's not like there's a constant agreement, but I actually do feel like there kind of is a constant agreement. Like, it is just kind of, it just works.
Yeah. Well, you have to pick a partner in, in whatever you're doing. And so it's like, did you get lucky? Yes. But also, you knew enough to follow your instinct, like the both of you, where it was like, if instinctually it didn't feel great, you wouldn't have done it, you know?
Right.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, you can take a little bit of credit for that, too.
Well, and I think, like we were saying earlier, that we didn't really start as, like, friends. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't any preconceived idea of who the other person was. So everything has just felt very real. Like, we don't have to pretend anything. We don't have to keep up a certain type of ourselves that did exist that maybe doesn't actually exist anymore, because we don't have a history. So we're able to just, like, come to work or come to these meetings and actually just be whatever we're feeling that day. And I feel like, I won't speak for Jordan, but I feel like that is, like, in the process of building, for sure she's become my best friend. Like, just the
anyway.
The constant, like, because it is just so real. There is no filters. There doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
And it's just really refreshing. And then the fact that we get that even while developing a business plan makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
And then, you know, later nights, because we have to get through all of our gossip and all of our talking. Yes. We've got a lot to cover before we can get to what sink we want.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's get these things out of the way.
So you both would have been married then before you had started the business together. So your husband's...
No. You got married. We knew each other when she got married.
Okay.
I don't think it was when we started our business, though.
Okay.
I wasn't married. I got married when Nina was 8 months.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No, you definitely were. You guys were engaged when you started coming to Mother Nurture.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
don't ask
when
me to remember
I feel
things.
About that.
Time doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When your husbands met each other, do your husbands get along with each other?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
In
they're
a
just,
way that,
they're
like,
just like both. They're just. They're men.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like,
I would say, like, Alex, my husband, is just, he is way more introverted. Mm-hmm. And he's just not, like, a bro. That's always what I say. Like, when you think of, like, a guy who likes to, like, hang out and, like, go on guys' trips, like, that's, like, my husband could not be
he's
more
like,
different
gross.
Than that.
Yeah.
He's just, like, I'm good staying at home with Owen and... I'm good.
And there was actually, like, not a lot of overlap. He would always go there, like, late at night.
Late at night, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Damien was there, like, right after work. Because he built a lot of, like, all of the half walls, all that. He did that. And so, like, he would do that, and then we would go home. They like each other.
Yeah, no,
they
definitely
do
like
each other.
There's like, not a lot of overlap.
Yeah,
yeah, there's not, I mean.
Because if we're together, then someone has to be with the kids.
Yeah. Yes. And usually, like, if we're together, like, we have stuff to do.
Yes.
So it's hard to, like, bring the families with.
Right.
And it happens, and it's fun. Like, there's fun the times that we have been there at the same time with the husbands and with the kids. Like, you know, it works, but it actually hasn't happened that often.
Yeah.
Right, because really, the time that we could, like, get together, it's not like, okay, let's have dinner and everyone has fun. Like, no, we've got
stuff to do.
We need to.
Which it would almost add, like, an extra layer of, like, complexity if they also became, like, you guys said that you didn't have, like, a friendship first.
Yeah.
You were business partners first. Like, if they were buddies, then it would be like, okay, now you're asking me to choose between my bro and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if
yeah.
there's a problem or what, it just gets, the more relationships and the more overlap that you have, the more complicated a situation can get.
Yeah.
And it's already in this place of, like, we're building a business and we are all different people and we all have to come together with this common goal. And now you've got these two dudes that are just, like, that you have to layer into with their opinions.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is, like, they will share their opinions and they've helped a lot.
Yes.
Like, but I think at the end of the day, like, me and Jordan are steering the ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, our husbands are...
We usually just give them the finger when they... their opinion, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye,
like,
you.
Wait.
Yes. No, thank you.
This isn't yours.
Did you have to say that?
Yeah.
Like, what was the point in that?
The worst is when they're right. And you're like,
Or when it's too
not
late.
Yes.
That's what Alex does.
Yeah.
Alex will, like, say something that he's like, well, if you would have done this, and then I'm like, okay, is that helpful? Because it's over, so... Please go to bedtime.
So you guys have been, this is almost a year that we've been kind of starting to get the LLC and then plan and all of that stuff. And your grand opening was just a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how have things been going as you're kind of getting into this and getting settled in? Is it everything a year ago today that you thought it was going to be when you opened up?
Mm-hmm. A year ago today, I think our goals were bigger than what actually ended up being feasible.
Sure.
I think the vibe is what we wanted.
Yeah. There's so much that's different than what I thought.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way. It's better, honestly. And then I've just been so thankful to have Alexis as my business partner because, like, we have been a sick family. And so in the midst of, like, trying to get open, we had a wedding in Jamaica that was pre-planned. I mean, obviously. But, like... In the middle of, we're going to do this opening, and then we had influenza, COVID, everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, I couldn't
lost
be there.
Nanny.
Yeah. It was just a lot. So I've been just very thankful that I did choose you, or we chose each other. And that has been more than I thought it was going to be in the terms of having someone that you could count on in this. Because there's a lot of people who do open these play cafes by themselves.
Sure.
And then it's all on them. And it's just kind of, it could be a lot. If we didn't have each other.
Yeah. Well, for sure. I think about that, too. I remember even when you were sick and stuff, and it wasn't easy for you to not be there or to be sick and taking care of sick kids. Just is not fun. But then I remember talking to my mom, and she's like, well, that will happen to you. Like, Owen will get sick, and you'll get sick. I have been trying to make a business work in this community for years, and I've just been, like, refusing to get a job, refusing to make money, and just in like try. I've been trying so hard, and it's just been like such a dream to just work for myself. And I think actually like partnering with Jordan has literally made the difference. That is when everything changed. And it, yeah, that's when like having her, and even with like ideas and bouncing things back and forth and venting, like just having someone who is literally going through the same thing that mm-hmm. you are is, I don't know, it's made all the difference. And now it's real. Like this thing that I've been striving for 4 years now is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think that would not have happened.
Yeah.
Without Jordan.
Yeah.
So
agreed. Like, not that it would have happened without me. Like, yeah, I know. But vice versa.
I think there's that, like, you have to be able to, especially for something like that, you have to be able to lean on somebody else who has an expertise in an area or have some kind of a support group or something. And it's mm-hmm. great to have the idea and to be like, cool, wouldn't this play cafe be such a cool idea? But then if you get too caught up in the details of something, you're going to just detail it to death.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's where, too, it's like, also having kind of knowing that there is another person that is counting on this is probably what brought it to fruition.
Yeah.
Because there's so many road bumps that it could have just been like, all right, this is not worth it. This doesn't make sense for my family. There's so many times that the outcome could have just been to walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unluckily, neither of us wanted to walk away at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It never happened at the same time. Yeah.
Mainly me, but
it's usually me being like, we're good. We're fine.
Also,
that's one thing with the personalities. I do think I can be very casual, sometimes to a fault, but with certain things, like when you were sick, like because even like the baristas would just be like a flutter, and I'd be like, fine. Like, yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I have a very just like casual personality when it comes to like work stuff. Mm-hmm. And I always have, which I used to joke that like entrepreneurs like have to start their own business because they're actually just really bad employees.
Yes. I would the number of times that I would roll in late to work and refusing to wear the uniform. I refuse. And now I'm like, if I'm not on time, I'm early to my own job. And also like I wear whatever I want to wear. But it's like, I would drag my feet going into stupid work and progressively getting more and more like against the dress code. Like if it's a black shirt, I was like, I'm going to wear dark gray. And then I got away with dark gray and I'm like, all right, I'm going to wear white. Then it was just like, now I'm going to do a vest. Okay, like, who cares?
Graphic tee.
Yes, there's no rules. Yeah, you still work here. You don't look like you work here. Yeah, I don't care.
Good. Yeah, that's what I just was like, I don't know. I just really wanted to work for myself. But I've always been really casual about work. But yeah, like kind of what you're saying, when it's yours, it's different.
Yeah.
But there is just still like, I don't know. I don't have a lot of like stress when it comes to situations that we've been in.
And she usually just talks me down.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this will never be good again. What are we doing?
Everybody actually hates us, by the way.
Alexis, we need to talk.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, well, we will.
Oh, that was Wednesday. I'm fine now. Sorry.
That's bad.
Just a girl.
But it's worked out really well.
It has.
It's worked out really well. Because I also don't scare easy. So it's worked out.
Yeah. And you get to learn each other, and you're like, Jordan's having an absolute panic attack.
Yeah,
and
she's having her moment.
6 hours.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
She probably needs to eat.
She'll forget that
has
she texted
drank water
me this
today.
Yeah.
You've gone outside. Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay.
So from a year ago today to a year from now, what's the vision for what you're anticipating the next year to look like?
Mm-hmm. I think just a really, like, for me on my side of things, I just want to keep building that community and having just, like, a safe space. Mm-hmm. I think that's really kind of not necessarily, like, my end goal. Like, I definitely want us to grow and continue to be, like you say, like, always, like, a pillar in our community and things like mm-hmm. that. But I think just to continue, even just the other day, we closed at 2, and there were 2 moms that were just sitting there talking, and I was like, I'm just going to start kind of closing up around mm-hmm. them, and it just was like, they just got to talk, and they were like, thank you so much, and then they left, and it was fine, mm-hmm. and it was just like, to provide that space where they could just sit down and talk, and their kids could run around them, mm-hmm. and there was no, oh, don't touch that, don't climb on that, don't do mm-hmm. that, because everything in there is for them to mm-hmm. climb and all that stuff. So I think for me, to just maybe expand and reach more people.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. just keep creating a safe space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think during the building process for me, we had so many ideas that I think, like, really I would just like to see some of those ideas come to fruition. So in March, we're doing a movie night.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
simple, fun, like, interactive, but something we wrote down on a list months ago. Yeah. And just, like, seeing some of those, like, fun things come to fruition. Now it's like, okay, the space is here. Mm-hmm. We don't have to just keep putting this in the idea parking lot. We can actually plan this.
Yeah.
And do this. You know, inviting, you know, other businesses to come in and do different things and partnering with, you know, whoever complements, like, our space. And mm-hmm. just, yeah, watching some of these things that have lived in our heads actually happen.
Yeah.
I think I'm also excited to see what you do with Mother Nurture within Nurture to Play, because it has had to kind of take a backseat to opening a physical business. And so I think I'm excited to see how we really integrate into each other. Well, that sounded real good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ladies, this is a PG podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Just how your business grows within.
Yeah. No, I am excited for that. Because, yeah, it's been definitely on life support while this has been growing, which is fine. Like, it had to. Because, brick and mortar is just, it's a lot more than the virtual space. But yeah, I think it does all tie together really well. Like, our goal is to just have a space for families. And I think having Mother Nurture be a part of the space and hopefully grow into the space to offer, like, more services. Like, how can we just make this a space where, like, caregivers can take care of themselves and their kids? So that's one thing, like, I always say is that I think a lot of the messaging around motherhood is either all about baby or all about mom.
Yeah.
And neither one is real.
Right.
It's not just me. I actually do care about my kid more than I care about myself.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean we should ignore ourselves. Like, there has to be a better balance than self-care, 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 or like, oh, baby, baby, baby. Like, there's got to be a balance. And I think that's what our space is striving for. Like, even right now, it's like, yes, the kids have fun, but also every decision we're like, is this, like, aesthetically pleasing to adults? Is this bar stool comfortable? We want it to be a space for adults just as much as kids. And so I think it all kind of goes back to that goal of community within parenthood.
So what is the, like, mother nurture kind of side of things? What is it that you're looking at doing for that?
So this week we actually are starting the mom groups. So, and that will actually be like a free group that we do. So Mondays it'll be for 6 months plus, and then Thursdays will be 0 to 6 months. So that kind of like fresh postpartum phase. And that's, you know, how we met and how we've met some of our friends, like, that come to Nurture to Play now, and that we've just kind of, our kids, like, grew up with each other. Like, it's really fun now seeing these moms that kind of were part of, like, Jordan's, like, cohort, I guess we could say, of Mother Nurture that are, like, 2-year-olds now. And they came as, like, tiny little babies. And so that will be the next step, is to have Mother Nurture be hosting those support groups. And then I'll start doing more, like, events and classes. Is where we'll kind of start. So, like, I'm doing a picky eating class in March. And we'll just kind of go from there to use, like, I'll probably do, like, a baby-led weaning course or, you know, like, postpartum body image, like, that kind of stuff. And just go from there and see kind of, you know, where that leads. I think ultimately I would love to start bringing on other professionals, like, and having kind of, like, the original vision of how can we grow.
In spurts. Like, we're going to do, like, we're going to do, like, a pop-up massage during our open play. So the parents can get, like, a 15-minute massage while they're at Nurture to Play. And so just, like, kind of bringing those things in, kind of dosing it, and then eventually hopefully.
It's, like, incremental. And that's what it has to be. I think one thing that, like, I've learned through this, the business community here, is, like, I don't want us to bite off more than we can chew and then regret it. So we'll get there. And I feel like we've gotten such a warm welcome from this community that, like, I have no doubts. Which is, like, maybe delusional. That's one thing, like, Zach Rieger from US Bank actually said to us, like, that first meeting as we were talking. He goes, well, if you don't have fear, I guess you should have passion.
Like, and then Barry told someone, he was like, well, like, it's not how they're going to get, like, they're going to do it. Like, it's going to happen.
I was like, I don't know. Whatever. Delusion has worked out for us this, this far.
Why stop now? If you don't have fear, at least you have passion. I love that.
I know. I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Which, What a kind of a fun way to see too, that like every decision that you make, everything feeds into the next thing. And so to do mother nurture, and then for mother nurture to be able to be a part of nurture to play, and then for you to go off and do the play cafes and like just participating in something, and then everything just kind of flows together. It truly is when things are happening and things are lining up and the puzzle pieces are clicking together, that it's just like, oh yeah, I'm so glad that I did that thing or made that one little decision for that to also now influence what we're doing today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for it to all work.
Well, and that's like in the sake of like for the love story ideas, like even just the way that it has just fallen into place, like the timing of it, when she came back versus like just how things have actually happened and then how our friendship grew within it. I just think it's just worked. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, this feels good then. Like this is a sign, like, okay, we're doing the right thing here. Like, and that's what, like, every time we have doubts, it's like we get reaffirmed, like, nope, we are on the right path. And then, you know, something else will happen and then we'll get reaffirmed and something else will happen. I think that solopreneur life is, you are a solopreneur, like it's you. And I think like it depends on the person, but I think being able to like have those lulls and those like moments of fear and be able to like text her and be like, how are we doing? I think it's just
please reaffirm me.
And it really, really,
and someone who actually has a genuine idea. And it's not like you
like
call your mom and like everything is gonna be fine.
You're great.
What are you worried about? And it's just like,
when we say it's fine, we might be riddled with sarcasm, but
everything might be on fire.
It's fine.
There's water.
Everything's fine.
It's okay.
Everything's fine.
What's your structure like from like the business perspective? You have to make money. How does that all work? How did you come to this agreement of like what that looks like to actually be successful?
Well, I think it helps. We, at the very beginning, purchased a course from a woman who does. She opens play cafes around the United States. And actually, the one in Montana that kind of triggered this, she helped open that one. And so there was kind of, we did have a blueprint,
a
to
guide.
Really, we've made a lot of it our
We made it our
like
own.
We even, we actually were on her podcast and she's like, yeah, no one else has done it this way. We're like, well,
yeah, there's been a few things that is like, even like on these play cafe owner groups, they're like, oh, nobody is doing
this. But it was nice to kind of go off of, to know she had some guidelines that like, if you're not meeting your goals, here's what you need to look at. And so that kind of helps.
Even before we had a space, it was like, we knew like, if we're not in the black month one, we're doing something wrong. And we both are on that same page. So it's like, there's no blaming. There's no nothing. It's just like, okay, what do we need to do? And we knew that before we started. And I think just with the industry that we're in, that's the reality. And that's like what she was saying. She's like, with this type of industry, you should be making money right away. And I think that's the other thing too, that we both want to be like providers for our family. Like we have kids, we have families, we have debt. Like, so it's always striking that balance of how do we make this make sense for our community while also not driving ourselves into the ground. And that's like always the balance, and with any business owner. And it's hard to really fully appreciate that until you are in your, like, a business owner. And like, or realizing like, why is a latte $7.50? We know. Now we know.
Which is like, that's the other thing too, is it's like, you didn't start this because you're like, I just love babies playing. So like, I don't care if I lose money. That's not what this is for. Like, you do have to genuinely have to figure out a way to make this make this make sense, because I didn't have the idea to start a play cafe. Would it have been great? Sure. That's not where my passion lies. So the fact that that's where your passion lies and you created this thing, the reward for creating the thing is you're doing it to make money to provide for your family, like you said. So
that's the goal. And we, I mean, we also went, bringing it full circle, we went to a lawyer again before we started anything. We're like, okay, step one, operations agreement. Operating agreement. So we are asking the hard questions now.
I remember actually we had to talk, I was walking down from Jules and you, we were having the conversation of ownership. Amount.
And it was,
and it was like, I got off the phone and I was like, I'm gonna throw up. This is disgusting. I don't ever want to have that conversation again. But like, but we have
you
to
have,
and we did it at the beginning. And I think,
and then
that was good though, because we didn't have like a physical location, we didn't have any of those things, so there wasn't that, like,
there was nothing on the line yet.
Yeah,
and also like it also worked out that I spoke first.
Yeah.
And then this goes back to, like, our brains have just worked. Like, mm-hmm. it has just worked out that, like, I'm saying what she's thinking and vice versa.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, it, like, in that scenario with, like, the percentage of ownership, like, it just worked out that I was like, well, no, I think, like, you'll be 51, I'll be 49. And yeah. I said it first because I don't know if you would have. Or if it would have just, I don't know. We'll see.
Whatever you want.
Yeah,
I'll
sure,
take 10%.
I'll do it.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah, take what
but
you want.
It was a hard.
No, it worked out really well. Yeah. And, but that was nice too with, like, being with a lawyer. Like, they also helped, like, okay, let's talk about the hard questions. We were like, no, we agree on everything. And he goes,
he's like, sure, you do now.
He goes, yeah. I'm just saying nobody gets married to get divorced. And so right. we had all the hard conversations right at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's really encouraging because that was going to be my next question was about the, like, what would be the advice for future you guys? Like, if you really get into the thick of it and you're mm-hmm. like, you know what? Screw it. We're done with this. Like, I hate her or, like, whatever. Yeah. What would be the takeaway? Because you do. You have to plan for success.
Yeah.
Before you're successful and you have to plan for failure yeah. before you get into the failure mindset. So
for
it's
sure.
like the fact that you guys have already gone through all of that yep. and talked about it where it's like, it's almost a relationship that's like, it's difficult and easy to break any relationship mm-hmm. or the more informed, I guess, that you are going mm-hmm. into having the conversations where it's like, there's no, oh, I didn't know that you didn't like green olives or yeah. you know what I mean? And yeah. I've been ordering green olive pizza this whole time. Like, you know, you're not making.
Why don't you watch any of the shows I watch?
Only watch my comfort shows.
yeah.
You
yeah.
only watch Vampire Diaries.
I am starting the Vampire Diaries journey to connect with my 16-year-old.
Oh,
so it's okay. yeah.
I'm connecting with my 16-year-old self. And it was after I had my, I stopped watching. And then I got to, like, season 4, and then I had Nina, and I was, like, she was up at 1 a.m. I'm like, okay, I'll just watch Vampire Diaries again.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Then I remember I was, like, rocking her. Damien was sleeping, and I had my headphones in the
yeah, your little
phone prop
phone.
So I could finish, and I was, like, crying. I'm like, okay, I need you to get it together. yeah. yeah. But, no, we did. We had all those
yeah.
hard conversations, which I think it's weird because now we don't have any.
No.
You know, regarding, like, the business or yeah. anything like mm-hmm. that, it's just, it's written down,
yeah.
you sign
yes.
it, and
yes.
there's nothing
on.
We
can
do
can go back
it.
To your vows. Yeah. This is what we
And even things this, that could yeah. be perceived as hard conversations, I think building, for us, not starting as friends, but building a friendship, mm-hmm. there has been conversations that could, or that are hard in a way, but not hard with each other.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. even with moments where it's, like, maybe, like, you were a little bit more in your head, and I'm like, okay, well, then this is what we're going to do. This yeah. is what will change. But I don't think we should do that. Yeah. But, like, we... Mm-hmm. This is what... And I think because, like, there's moments where we did all of the kind of weirdness, like, mm-hmm. yeah, at the beginning, that now it's like if things come up, it's like, well, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, we,
yeah.
like, there's not the underlying, like, anxiety
right.
of it.
Right. Because, like, something weird isn't going to pop up that's going to just, like,
yeah.
totally, because it's rooted in something that you've already talked about.
Even, yeah.
Like, the weirdest conversation.
And that's, like, as, like, kind of check it off the list, like, my advice would be, like, actually do, like, pull out the dollars and just do a legal operating agreement
yeah.
with
yeah.
a business attorney, because they will ask you the questions that need to be asked. Mm-hmm. They will guide that. And, like, they will make it in legalese, and you don't mm-hmm. have to think about it. And
they have also seen.
Yeah, they've
yes.
seen really.
And so they know what to kind of have written
things.
In there that you kind of, like,
yeah,
you know, you can't go back on it because
yeah.
it's 17 pages
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And he read every word of it.
Yeah. It wasn't exactly what I thought was yeah. going to happen.
But, like, texting each
other. Yeah, we were texting during our conversation. Like, we had a phone call with the lawyer, and I just said, would you mind just, like, kind of give us a synopsis?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I just was like, I just want you to summarize this for me. And his summary was literally just he read it word for word, and we were texting each other as we have this lawyer on speaker. And I'm like, all I'm watching is, like, the time ticking, like, dollars
oh,
going
whoa.
Up. We're paying for every sentence
he's
he
like,
reads.
Yes, let me summarize.
Yeah.
I hereby hit the run to, like, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
not, yeah.
So he would read the sentence and then explain
oh,
what it meant.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this.
No, just tell
a
me.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and we just bit the whatever.
Yeah.
But
it was,
I mean,
also good.
It was
there,
good.
There were, like, there were things and whatever.
It
but.
Was good. And that actually would, as annoying as it is, and just, like, it's kind of a drag, but I do feel like there was a, like, a sense of relief after. Like, we don't have to think about this anymore.
Yeah, there's people smarter than you that are taking care of the problem and making sure.
And you are kind of forced to have conversations like, what will happen if I die? What do we do about our husbands? Like, what do, like...
I mean, it's literally, it's thorough.
Yeah, it's... and so it was like, it... things that either you wouldn't think of or maybe you don't want to think of. Right. And
what happens when you become a criminal?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's written in there.
Like, yes.
I'm not going to jail with you. I will visit, but I'm not going.
If Alexis has creepy baby pictures on her phone, we have to address this.
No. Maybe like a bad driving record.
Well, I love it. I love... for people to say, like, ladies can't be friends or ladies can't agree or, you know, all of these, like, the stupid toxic things that people say about, like, female partnerships in general. You can see two people that just, like, gel together and you guys are just, like, you're on the same level. You can see that. And that's, like, what a wonderful thing to then also be able to say, yeah, and now we're also supporting this community.
Yeah.
Truly, like, you're nurturing this community, you know, and that's so great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, you two.
Yeah, this was fun. Very fun. I'll sit on a couch and just yap all day.
Literally.
That's what we do anyway. I'm impressed
every
that
interview
we didn't,
done. Yeah, we didn't get too far
We didn't
off topic.
Go on that many tangents.
There was one time we did an interview for with a...
I hit this. Like,
keep your hands to yourself.
But no, and like, she maybe... we talked about the actual interview maybe 15 minutes, and then she was there for another hour, and she was also a mom, so we were just like... into birthing stories.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, everything.
We had to, like, apologize because we'll do, like, even every business meeting we have, we end up having to be like, oh, shoot, we're in a meeting. Like, pause.
We talked about placenta too many times in this business meeting. Like,
we can't help it. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we've gotten really lucky. It works really well. And it is a relief, I'd say, like, being able to talk about just like fun life stuff or vent to each other about our families or do whatever and just like go back and forth, and then in the same conversation talk about like real how are we gonna clean wood toys and have a serious conversation about that. You know, like, so it's nice that we really, I feel like, in each other, like, get both, and it's working, and it's working really well. So it's a relief. This is fun.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, guys.
You're
going to have to start your own podcast.
Oh, well. We'll see.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
Well, thanks for being here.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com. And we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out, info@lovestoryweddingshow.com, or head to the show notes. Welcome to Green Thumb Etc., home of custom furniture, upholstery, designer floral, and exclusive giftware. Do you need to find a gift for that crazy aunt that has everything? You'll find it at Green Thumb. Do you have grandma's old chair that nobody wants anymore, but you just don't have a heart to throw away? I can upholster it for you. Or do you need flowers for someone to say, I'm sorry, or to say, I love you? You can find that here too. Come on down to the corner of 7th and St. Germain in downtown St. Cloud, and you can shop to your weirdo heart's content. Find us online at greenthumbetc.com or Facebook or Instagram at greenthumbetc.